Welcome to the home study course entitled I'm Unlovable, Changing Clients' Life Traps, sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979 to thousands in the U.S. and Canada as well. Hi, my name is Brian Clark. I'll be the narrator of this CD. We appreciate that you've chosen this course as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with the I'm unlovable life trap. What I'll call life traps, I define as persistent negative patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving that are often created during childhood. As each case study is given, if the concept seemed to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to pause this track and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Healthcare Training Institute. Regarding completion of the answer booklet, at the end of each CD track, a question is asked. This question corresponds with a question in your answer booklet. Merely write the correct letter on the blank line that precedes each question. Keep in mind there's nothing tricky or hard about these questions, they're merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. These questions are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you'll then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint, after you answer a question, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer. For the purpose of brevity, most generally, I'll use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that's the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content just because your job title is school counselor, for example. I'll also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client to the term that's most meaningful to you in your work setting. So let's get started. This CD's exploration of I'm Unlovable, Changing Clients' Life Traps includes such topics as internal versus external controls, four-step depersonalization, deliberately opposing and RET, three-tiered affirmations, power imbalance questions, closure metaphors, four R's of regaining self-esteem, and emotional roller coasters. As stated earlier, life traps are negative patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving which are often formed in childhood and adolescence. These negative thought patterns are often self-defeating and result in the client thinking, feeling, and saying to themselves, and perhaps to others, I'm unlovable. Thus, these patterns make it difficult for clients to accomplish their life goals, meet their needs, and grow. On the remainder of this track, we'll discuss how to increase your client awareness of what I'll call the cost benefits of their life traps. Think for a moment. Your clients who state, I'm unlovable, or I'm a failure. In their mind, are they conducting a cost-benefits analysis? Have you found, like I have, that clients who create these life traps or negative patterns spend a lot of time assessing and evaluating themselves? In your clients assessing and evaluating, are they actually conducting a cost-benefit analysis? By a cost-benefit analysis, I mean measuring what they gain against what it costs your client to keep living the same way. Let me repeat that. By a cost-benefit analysis, I mean your client is measuring what is gained and what it costs to keep living in the same limited, I'm unlovable way. Do you agree that the reason a client comes into therapy is the costs increase to the point where the cost outweighs the benefits? I've found that clients have developed many different ways of dealing with their I'm unlovable life traps. I found there are basically three ways clients cope. These often cause clients to create situations in which costs outweigh benefits, and thus the I'm unlovable life trap is created. Here they are. See what you think. Three ways costs outweigh benefits are, number one, the cost of giving in, number two, the cost of avoiding, and number three, the cost of deliberately opposing. Number one, the cost of giving in. Now, here's an example of how giving in creates such a high cost that it outweighs the benefits. Carl, a 29-year-old mortgage broker, found himself always giving in to coworkers. Carl stated, "I feel ashamed and humiliated when something goes wrong. Even if something isn't my fault, I take blame for it." For example, at work, my coworker, Norton, figured in the wrong sales commission. Norton told our supervisor, Joel, it was my error. So I just gave in to Norton's pressure and took the blame for him as if it were my fault. Have you found, like I have, that clients that are in the giving in life trap or frame of reference are usually dependent, submissive, clinging, avoid conflict, and are people pleasers? This, of course, creates a formula which equals I'm unlovable. I found when working with Carl, the best way to help him grow out of his giving in life trap was to increase his awareness of internal versus external thinking. In Carl's situation, I felt that it was important for him to recognize the difference between emotions that were internal as opposed to emotions that were external. As you know, internally controlled emotions are described as originating from and centered on the thinker. Externally controlled emotions are described as originating outside of the thinker. Now, externally controlled emotions remove the thinker from being in control of the emotions. Carl stated, "Norton, my coworker, uses me." Now, as you can see, this is an externally controlled state. I told Carl he couldn't change the way Norton, his coworker, treated him, but he could change the way he acted and felt about the way Norton treated him. Now, I asked Carl if he could think of a way to express the same thought, but would allow him to be the subject of the sentence. Carl stated, "I allow Norton to upset me." This is an internally controlled emotional state, thus giving Carl a sense of control over the situation. A reproducible client worksheet entitled Emotional States and the Dimensions of Internal and External Control can be found in the manual that accompanies this course. In this chart, clients are encouraged to identify external causes of emotional states in one column and internal causes of emotional states in another. In summary, only when Carl felt the cost of giving in exceeded the benefit of getting along did he feel motivated to examine the difference between internal feelings and external referencing. Do you have a client who feels they're unlovable and gives in? In your next session with your Carl, would increasing his or her awareness of the difference between saying, "they made me feel" and "I feel" be beneficial? On the next track, Zachary and the cost of avoiding will be discussed. Question number one. What is one insight you might provide a client who feels I'm unlovable and creates the life trap of giving in?